Transporting yourself from one place to another is an ever-present problem for citygoers. The roads are jammed, the subway is packed, the catapult is unreliable at best. A few people in Baltimore have devised a novel solution to avoiding rush hour madness. The Canton Kayak Club is promoting paddling to and from work. Now, one look at the heavily trafficked Baltimore Harbor might dissuade the faint-hearted commuter. Enormous vessels, both commercial and recreational, ply back and forth, and there are, well, things floating in the water. Charlie Jurdy is one of the founding members of the Canton Kayak Club. He stands on a gently rocking dock in an industrial part of Baltimore called Tide Point. It's Thursday morning. The rest of the city is jockeying for position on the streets, but we're all alone with Jurdy's flotilla of kayaks. A lone sailboat is docked here. The heavy wind frequently catches a line and clinks it against the mast. Charlie Jurdy, why would someone want to kayak to work?
Well, in the city, it gives them an opportunity to see different things other than the bumper of the car in front of them. I think it's an awesome way to get around the harbor. And, you know, here in Baltimore, a lot of times it's a lot quicker. We've done tests where we've timed people going across the harbor, and it takes about 5 to 8 minutes in a kayak, and it can take 20 to 25 by car. So, you know, there's a time savings, and plus, it's a cool way to do it.
Have you had difficulty convincing people that it's okay to do it, that the water isn't that dirty and you're not going to get all messed up on the way into your job?
Some people have needed some convincing, but, we just kind of put the word out. We haven't done a lot of, advertising or whatever, and, a lot of people have come to us, and so most people seem to think the harbor's safe. I feel the harbor's fairly safe. I wouldn't drink the water or go swimming in it too much, but, I go kayaking in it at least once a week, and I'm still okay.
So if I want to kayak to work, I come down, I join your club, I show up at the dock, so what happens?
Once you sign up, then you have to do a little course with us just to make sure that you have some basic knowledge of the boats and some safety issues that we have here in the harbor, because obviously kayaking in the harbor is a little different than out on the river or the bay. And then after you pass that course, then we give you a combination to all the lockboxes and kayaks around the harbor. So you'd come down with that combination and, plop the boat off and put it in the water, grab a life vest and a paddle and take off, and you're good to go.
Now we're standing on the dock at Tide Point, and we're looking across the harbor. You can see Fells Point over there, the pier where they filmed Homicide. How far across is that?
I think that's a good half mile.
Well, why don't we say we give it a try?
Yeah, let's go.
Further up the dock, my chariot awaits. It's a long, slim, purple craft designed to cut through the water at speeds of up to 7 miles per hour. Charlie Jurdy patiently instructs the rookie how to slide into the kayak's narrow opening, while a nearby group of stonemasons chisel at their work and enjoy the show.
One way we suggest people get in, you can use it or you can fall in the water.
Or I can fall in the water. Fair enough.
Just put your paddle down like this, kind of use it as a little brace.
Okay.
And then just work your way over.
Alright. Hold the boat next to you.
Oh, I gotcha. How's that?
You're like a pro.
Okay. Alright. Well, let's give it a shot here. Do I want to back out or go around?
Back out.
What's so interesting is you have the industrial tanks and cranes and towers, and at the same time you've got all this wildlife. These piers here are, every one of them is host to a cormorant, and I think that might even be an osprey over there. That
right? Yeah, it is amazing. People are amazed that, I mean, we're here right downtown in Baltimore, and there's all sorts of wildlife. It's nice. It's very quiet.
Does it ever get really busy? Have you got to be on the watch for ships and boats?
Yeah, definitely. Today is quiet. On the weekends, though, it's a different story. There's a lot more party boats out and sailboats, tugboats, water taxis zooming back and forth.
But for commuters in the morning and
Yeah, in the evening, it's not bad.
No problem. I mean, in the morning, it's quiet out here, flat, it's beautiful.
That's hard to believe right now. it's been raining on and off, and there's a lot of debris floating around.
Yeah, we'll get our styrofoam cup and plastic bottle, that's for sure.
Now, in your regular life, Charlie, you're a restaurateur. You've got three restaurants in Baltimore?
Yeah, in my spare time, I run a couple restaurants. Yeah, me and my brother actually started Spike and Charlie's restaurant 10 years ago, and we've added a couple more since then, two of them which are accessible with kayaks.
Oh, I was going to ask, can we paddle up to
Yeah, we could go have lunch.
Have a little lunch? Sounds like a good idea.
Whoops, sorry.
No, it's my fault.
Teach you to cut in front.
How many people are club members?
We have about 70 members now. And we think that with once we get everything in place, I think we would, you know, a couple hundred, 200 or 300 members is not out of the question. You know, half the people use it as a tool to get around the harbor quickly and easily, and I think the other half are more into just seeing the harbor and seeing Baltimore from a different perspective, which you obviously get from being in a boat.
Well, it's certainly a fascinating view from the water's edge, or actually the water's surface. Charlie Jurdy is a founding member of the Canton Kayak Club in Baltimore, Maryland. Charlie, thanks for the ride.
No problem. Thanks for coming out. Hope you had a good time.
Our story was recorded by Mark Greenhouse and produced by Phil Harrell.